Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl in the bot. Phone lines here, 221-1402. Yeah, if you're getting this little buzzing sound or something at 1400, you can just switch on over to 1670 for 10,000 huge watts. If you're out of the area, call us at 1-800-521-1989. We take orders, too. Hey, you're joined today by Frosty.
I had that same problem this morning.
What, that same problem? Oh, yeah, well, you know, I don't know what
there's
it is.
There's something going around.
Something's going around. My soul. Speaking of going around, here's my soulmate.
Well, good morning.
How are you? Good morning.
We have somebody special on the phone right now. We want to tell you there's some last minute tickets available, and well, the best person to tell you about it is Carol Skill. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. How are you this morning?
Oh, we're doing wonderful. So tell us what's going on.
Renaissance Reading is hosting its 8th annual high tea. It's this Saturday from 3 to 5 at the Holiday Inn. And I want all those folks out there to know that it does not interfere with rodeo, which rules in this community, I do believe.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, Carol, we're having the high tea during rodeo weekend.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Who says we can't multitask?
Can you wear cowboy boots and a hat?
Oh, we welcome it. Because we have a theme, and it is the play's the thing. And so all of our different tables are going to be decorated according to different play themes. And everything that we raise goes to benefit Riverfront Playhouse and their capital campaign in their quest to move downtown.
Wonderful. And so the tickets are on sale where and how do we get them?
Well, tickets are not available at the door. They are $30. And you could call 941-6529, 941-6529. For information, and there are a few tickets remaining, so I would encourage folks to call.
Do you have an email that people can contact you?
Yes, F as in Fred, Skill, S-K-I-L-L, at Shasta.com.
Okay, F-Skill at Shasta.com.
Absolutely.
And if you've never been to one of these high teas, I tell you, they are such a blast. It's just great fun entertainment, and it's really for the worthy cause. So, Carol, we encourage everyone to get out there on Saturday, and it's for a worthy cause, of course. It's a fundraiser for Riverfront Playhouse, which is a great jewel in this community of ours. So thank you so much, Carol. Have a great day, and hope that you guys sell out the house.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Mm. Hey, look, well, we're going to take a quick break, then we're going to come back with our fitness tip of the week because we need that. Yeah, this is Carl on the bottom, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400, KQMS. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400, KQMS. Frosty, that wasn't very nice. Phone lines here, 221-1402. Our fitness tip of the week. Joe.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Joe, from Joe Adamson's Peak Performance. What have you got for us?
Our tip of the week is to lift weight to lose weight. I don't know too many people, myself included, who wouldn't mind losing a few pounds of body fat. And what some people don't realize, though, is that strength training or weight training, resistance training, whatever you want to call it, is very, very helpful when it comes to this. I would rate it as the number two, the second most important component in body fat loss, second only to a good nutritional program. What strength training can do for weight loss is that while you're losing body weight, it can ensure that most of that weight lost is fat weight and not muscle weight. And let me just give you one quick example. I just retested a client of mine who had been really trying to lose over about a 4-month period. He lost 29 pounds, 10% body fat, and when we tested him, less than 4 pounds of that weight that he lost was muscle weight. So most of it was fat weight loss, and if the strength training had not been involved there, probably 10 to 15 of those pounds would have been in the form of fat, in the form of muscle weight. So if you're not including strength training in your workout, you need to get it incorporated in.
Oh, good. And now that strength training, that weight training, that lifting those weights doesn't include 16-ounce beer, does it?
No, I'm sorry, Carl. You that.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Hey, no wonder it ain't working as good for me as that other guy.
Oh, that's really great. And you know what? We love having you call in, Joe, because it encourages us, and we are you know, slowly but surely coming in and doing 2 to 3 days a week, hoping to head to 5 days a week. And
excellent.
And it just encourages us to, and hopefully our listeners are going, you know what, it is time that we've got to get into our bodies.
Well, the one thing you can do in today's crazy world, the economy's in the toilet. You got crazy people making decisions. I mean, literally crazy people making decisions out there. You've got the government is going in 12 different directions at once. The one thing you can do, people, is this. You can take care of yourself. You can get in shape. You can watch your diet. You can take control of your life. And that's the big thing. That's why we're having Joe on to help give people some impetus, to help people see some things here is that, you know, I don't need to spend $12,000 on some kind of weird machine that you're not going to use anyway. I just need to go out there and work out.
Absolutely.
You know, that's the thing. And, you know, there's so many things we don't have control of, but we do have control of our lives like that. Okay.
Well, thank you, Joe.
Thanks a lot, Joe. Hey,
thank you, guys.
All right.
Bye-bye.
And we happen to be living in one of the most beautiful places in the world here in the North State. And one of the many reasons that we love being here is because what happens in the community. And we have something very special coming up in our community. And two special guests in the house right now. We have James Fosner and Lisa Redden that are so involved with a new project that they are behind. Shall we start with you, James?
Absolutely. Good morning.
Good morning. Shall we ask? Well, let's ask you the concept of what you're doing and why.
Absolutely. We have decided, Lisa and I, to host a concert on June 25th at the Cascade, and it's going to be a fundraiser designed primarily to raise funds for area kids who could not otherwise go to performing arts classes, whether it's singing, dancing, guitar playing, anything like that. We can't help but feel that there's a whole group of them out there that would love to go and would excel in such an environment.
Well, I've heard somewhere in our conversations that on some level this has affected us all on a personal level, where there's been somebody in our family that hasn't been able to get that kind of help, meaning lessons and that kind of thing, correct?
Yes.
We've noticed that if we give these kids an opportunity within our families and friends and the circle of people that we know, that it can give them just a little bit of a different direction and build the esteem and build the self-value and really change their lives in a positive way.
Yeah, this is based on the fact that there's people out there that just can't afford it. And so that's what you're doing.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the bottom line. You're bringing in a great act here that people probably haven't seen, but they're it's a world-class music group. And the whole thing is all this money is going to go to provide scholarships.
Absolutely.
Is that right, Lisa?
Yes, that's right. All of the funds will go to scholarships for children that wouldn't be able to afford it.
Trish Spinner School, West Side Performing Arts.
Right.
Yeah. Let's talk about the act, the big stage act that night, and who's going to open.
Well, we have a fun night that night, and opening will be the Jim Dyer Band, and we're so excited about that.
Woo-hoo.
And he has really gotten into this show with us. And,
local boy done good.
Working in the studio now to come out with a new CD, and my beautiful Lisa will be singing back up that night.
All right.
So it should be a great night. And then Jim will be supporting a band called Dave Alvin and the Guilty Women.
That's it. I called him Alvin and the Hot Chicks.
I called him Alvin and the Dancing Chipmunks, but that was wrong too.
But it's Dave Alvin, and he has eight women?
Eight women in the band.
And they're all very well-known singer-songwriter musicians.
All within the Austin and Southern California area. Many of them Grammy Award winners. All of them veterans in this style of music. And we're just so excited. Dave Alvin and his people have been very generous with us as well. to help raise these funds along with the Cascade.
Well, we got to take a break. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. This is KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS with Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here 221-1402. Okay, James.
Yes, sir.
How do we get tickets?
Well, tickets are available at the Cascade website. It's June 25th. And the other thing we wanted to do was make an affordable night out in the town for everybody. So it's $20 a ticket. And it's the first night of Thursday Night Market Fest. So it's just a great excuse to come out and have some fun.
Wow.
And it's also Lisa's birthday that
night.
So. Well, I tell you what, you know, we've heard.
My tag.
We've heard the CD.
Yes.
And it is really, really good. I mean, some music I don't get into, but they've got like four or five, what do you call those, cuts? On the track,
yes,
that are absolutely great, and I'm, you know, we're going to be there for that.
Dave Alvin.
Hard to peg as to what type of music it is, but if you like the folk, the blues, the Cajun, the country and western, it's all there, and it's just going to be a great night. And if you're a Dave Alvin fan, come out. If you just want to come out and support, you're going to hear some great music.
Well, we have the CD in the truck, and let me tell you, we listen to it all the time. It's really good. It's very Austin-ish. And the other day when my friend Cam Keen called in, it was at the end of the hour, and we couldn't get into it, but we asked him about it. And I kept thinking, Alvin. But it was Dave Alvin, and then it clicked into him because the guy is a Grammy winner.
Grammy Award winner.
And so, you know, this is not just let's bring our friend Paul in from so-and-so. This is the real deal. $20 a ticket, June 24th. And before we close, you've got a personal testimony, don't you? Lisa.
Yeah. I'd just like to say how much, just the performing arts have helped me so much. And that's why I think it's so important for children to get involved that might not otherwise be able to, because it's just such a confidence booster. I mean, self-esteem, it could just do wonders for you. It really has for me, even at a later age. But it's just really made me blossom as a person. And I just can't say enough about it. It's wonderful. And I'm loving seeing the children that can do it that wouldn't be able to otherwise. And to see them get up on that stage and... You know, it's just a wonderful thing. And I know Trish has her Summer Theater Academy coming up June 22nd through the August 1st. And it's a full stage production at the end of this workshop, which will include how to audition, singing, musical theater, dancing. And it's just a wonderful experience. So last year was such a success, and we just hope to be able to get more kids this year.
And thus the meaning behind doing this event is, yes, all proceeds are going to a fund to help those children who are in need,
yes,
of dollars to go to theater camp.
Absolutely.
This is huge.
Absolutely.
This is where one changes the fork in their road,
right,
through going through something like this where they might just feel like they're not getting it at home, or they're, mm-hmm, not getting their math, or they're feeling like they might be on that I'm a loser mentality,
yes,
kind of thing.
Absolutely.
And then through the power of music, theater, something else, a team where they feel the sense of accomplishment on, mm-hmm, some level is the change in one's growth. This is huge. This is our kids are our future. And even at a later age,
yes,
how wonderful, because, yeah, through you doing this, mm-hmm, you are expelling your energy to give to others so,
right,
that they can have also.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, it's a good thing you're doing. I mean, you're not doing it for yourselves, and you're doing it for a members of our community that wouldn't ordinarily have a chance to do this. And as many of the other fundraisers that we support, it's for the community. It's not for outside the community. I believe in supporting, you know, large ideas, but what we really support here is local community efforts, and we do it because it's the right thing to do. So, any last thoughts here, comments?
Well, just tell your friends, your family, your neighbors, and please bring them for a great show. And we are so excited to do the show. Sometimes we lose track of why we're doing the show.
Right.
But it'll be a great night for everyone involved.
So June 24th, and before that, hopefully we'll get Dave on, and
yes,
he can pull out his guitar and do a little twang for us.
Absolutely.
Actually, June 25th.
June 25th.
Oh,
Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday,
well,
June 25th.
Okay.
That's all right.
Well, let's make sure
we'll
open that calendar and change it, folks. Okay, listen, thank you so much for being our
guest
today.
Okay, we've got about a minute left in this segment, so let's talk about the next segment. It's going to be open line again, but one of the things we said we were going to talk about yesterday was the legalization of marijuana that the governor brought up, said maybe this is something we should take a look at. Now, Connecticut is getting ready to vote for it, and one of the sites that were there to advocate the legalization of marijuana had to be taken down because it seems like the head of that section assaulted one of the state senators, maybe because the state senator didn't agree with it. But see, I actually thought that if you used marijuana a lot, you weren't a violent person. So maybe he was using not enough or too much, or maybe he was just thinking that the other guy was, you know, trying to take the last toke or something, or whatever those words are.
And the other subject I'd like to get in there if we can is I want to find out how Donald Trump voted for Miss California. Is she in or is she out? And get your view, because this morning there were some things that unfolded.
Hey, this is Carl Lindabot here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here 221-1402. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Now, you want a place to go to? That's great. You want a place that will give you the coffee of your choice at Espresso Joe's and the finest tobacco emporium in the state, the finest walk-in humidor. That's Joe and Shelley. That's Tobacco and Brew. They give really great prices on everything in their emporium there. So, hey, you know, one of the other things we did, too, is we talked about this Miss California. You know, and, you know, first of all, we thought Miss California was really, really you know, what's that word I can use? Shafted by Perez Hilton. And there's a word I could use, but I won't.
And that's true.
And it's true. And then everything that happened to her after that was just, you know, it was wrong. It wasn't that it was, you know, people's thoughts. It was wrong what they did to her. Everything from what they called her to, you know, oh, hey, she had breast implants. And then they bring out the part that she had shots, you know, of her, you know, from the side, back when she was a model, and they called it topless. It was not topless. It's not topless. When topless is, you're exposing your breast, everybody can see it. Not when you've got something covering three-fourths of your breast and you show more in a bikini. And so she was getting hammered by this. So now, of course, Donald Trump, who is the top publicity hound.
He owns that.
So he was getting ready to make the decision about whether she should stay on as Miss California.
He's CEO, you know, of course, if you own your company, CEO of Miss USA now. I just have to say that, you know, we watched Fox News this morning and some things unfolded. And speaking from experience, if you sign a contract, so I'm not sure, you know, how much can you really believe with news? I really think that we like Fox. We think it's fair and balanced, as they say.
There's only one source you can truly believe, and it's right here.
So if she signed a contract that said there will be no photos that will be out because I did not pose in any kind of nudity. Now, personally, I don't have a problem with partial, like swimsuit or partial breast or partial, you know, hiney. But if she had, excuse me, full frontal exposed, that's a private area that is exposed. That's considered nudity in my mind. So somewhere an envelope has been pushed, because if she signed a contract, now I'm on her side. But if she signed a contract saying, I am representing California now, and here are the rules and the guidelines, and everything I say and I do represents my state, and I have to get clearance with everything I say and do as a representative of my state, which I understand she was like going out and doing a lot of things on her own without getting clearance, that's breaking the rules.
Tom, good morning.
Yeah, what exactly does Miss California do now?
Well, originally she was asked by Perez Hilton. I'm sorry, what?
I can barely hear you.
You're getting old, Tom. turn up your radio and we'll turn up ours.
Okay, there we go.
All right, here we go. All right, now, now what happened is that she was asked a question by a well-known gay activist by the name of Perez Hilton, what she thought of gay marriage. And she said, in her opinion, that it should be between a man and a woman. Well, she was then castigated, you might say. She probably lost the chance of being Miss USA because of that answer, because Hilton gave her a zero. And so this is...
What's he even doing up there judging women?
I agree.
Well, you know, that's the thing.
Jeez. Let him put on a gay Mr. America or something.
Yes.
You know, doggone it. The question's been asked, well, how does same-sex marriage, what is it going to do against heterosexual marriage? There you got it right there. Somebody speaks out for regular values, and then they get hammered on it. You know, the whole world's upside down.
Well, that's, Tom, is what the thing is that, you know, she had her opinion, and they asked her, and she said, in my opinion.
Which is ridiculous to ask in a pageant.
First of all, you asked that. Yeah, you're asking for
question.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was a good question to answer, but maybe not in that format. But I think the guy that should be castigated, it should be the knothead that asked the question.
Well, of course.
But what's he doing as a judge on a Miss America pageant? He ain't answering women anyway, is he?
Well, I don't know if that. Well, okay, Tom,
well,
that's a good question.
Hey.
We'll probably talk about that sometime.
Right
after the FCC shuts us down.
Actually, he has one of the top rated gossip columnists. He's one of these guys.
I don't even know who he is.
Yeah, you're not missing out.
And you know
much,
what, Tom? You probably never will.
Well, it just really gets me that do we have free speech in this country or don't we?
Well, you have free speech as long as the media people agree with it.
With the PC crowd. Well,
there you go.
I'm sorry, I'm anti-PC.
Well, so are we. So okay, Tom, thanks a lot.
We're under surveillance by Homeland Security, I'm sure of it.
Okay, wait, you hear the next thing I'm going to say then. Okay,
okay,
Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks.
Take care.
Well, we just got we heard that Donald Trump
has
said that Miss California can keep her crown.
You know, and that's great in one way, but I agree with you is that, hey, if you sign a contract that says, hey, I'm not going to make appearances, I'm not going to write anything, I'm not going to do anything, and I never posed nude or semi-nude, and she broke all those, if she broke all those. Now, see, but all the news we're getting is like secondhand and out of the mainstream media, and even Fox News is like, they're sensational. And I said, and look at us. We're bringing on Miss California. I mean, there's a million things to talk about, like this one, the census. Has anybody come to your house and wanted to check your house and make sure that it's a single family dwelling and just want to make sure who lived there and all that so they could mail things there? And as the young girl said, she says, it's just to make sure people don't come by and bother you. I said, okay, but it's raining that day, right? So she takes a step out into the rain from underneath the eaves. And I went, you don't have to stand out in the rain. She says, well, I can't get a signal when I'm standing under there. And I said, a signal? She goes, oh. She says, well, I shouldn't have said anything, but she says it's the GPS signal. So they are putting, by the way, if you didn't know this, when they come to your house, they're also putting a GPS coordinates into your house, into their database. Now, is that something we should worry about?
Does that mean when you look up in the sky and you see the big passing GPS spaceship in the sky that they can look down and
beam you up
and beam it and see where we live and know that it says Carlo Nabot lived there? We're a little speck.
Well, what it means is that not only do they have your address, now in their database they have exactly where that's located at, so that when they send out the people to your house, because they will use a GPS, they can find it. So now if you're kind of living off the grid back up there like friends of ours, and this person shows up and kind of looking around, says, I just want to make sure this is a single family dwelling. And then they punk in the GPS coordinates. That means that Big Brother knows exactly where our friends live. Now, some people say they've never used that before. And then when you get into the census, then you've got, since the census is under the Chief of Staff of the President of the United States, and since they are having ACORN, which is under federal indictment in so many states, I can't even remember them all. There's something, you know, it's not something to get paranoid about, but GPS coordinates that they can put into their database. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey.
What's up?
Carl, how's it going? I'm one of those census workers you're talking about.
Okay.
Okay,
and
good.
You're getting everyone all paranoid, and you're making my job hard. We're not doing anything nefarious at all.
Well, good.
In fact, it's going to help the firemen up in places like Keswick that can't find a place. They'll be able to go right to the place.
Okay, so you're saying you're doing this, you're taking this collection, and it's going to be given to all the city governments and state governments.
Yeah. Well, the ones that need it and have a use for it.
Well, but doesn't...
And you know what it is? It's mainly it's technology that they didn't have 10 years ago that now they're using. And if you ask me, it might be a little waste of money.
Okay.
And it might be a little bit overkill.
How come?
It's the government. And, you know, most of these people doing this job are laid off for Reading residents.
Well, you know, Jeff, you're right. And we even talked about having people come up and work for the Census Bureau. And it's an honorable job that you're doing. The question is when you put GPS location, you know, coordinates in for everybody, and you can say, and I can understand, so that the fire people can get to you, or the police can get to you, or the ambulances can get to you, but shouldn't people have a right to... I don't want my coordinates put in here.
Well, you know, that's a good question.
People really need to understand their rights in this country.
And
yeah.
If you want to live in a really true free country, go buy an island.
Well, I know, I personally don't care because, I mean, how hard is it to find my house in the middle of Reading?
Well, yeah, you can go on to Google Earth and find out someone's GPS
True. But here's something else, too, that I see also, Jeff. I just see it as another little way of cutting back a little bit of that personal liberty, personal freedom, because now I can go into, just like you said, I go to Yahoo and I look up my cousin's name. Not only does it give me his name, his phone number, and his address, and his wife's name.
Or how many times he's been married and divorced.
No, it doesn't give that. Oh. But it also gives a map right to his house. Now, I didn't know people could do that. I didn't know people could go on Yahoo and find people like that. So, no, I didn't want to make your job easier, but I also don't think that unless a person wants to have their GPS coordinates of their house or their property put in for everybody to have, because I just don't believe it's just going to be for the city government. I believe it's going to be for anybody that wants it.
People need to consider the fact that most of these people are just regular people. They're their neighbors, because we do our own neighborhoods.
Yeah.
We start off in our neighborhoods and we work our way out. And most of these people are either retired, looking to make extra money, and a lot of them are unemployed, like me, desperate for a job, you know.
Jeff, you know what? I really applaud you. And let me tell our listeners this. Is just remember, the people that are coming out to do the census, they're just doing their job. You treat them respectfully, and that you don't get nasty to the people that are doing it. It's just like you said, they're our neighbors. And that's a good point.
If they do anything nefarious, that's what we need to all band together and say no.
There you go.
This is our country. Don't do that.
Hey, Jeff, you know what?
Thank you so much.
You know what? I really appreciate your phone call. It's another way of looking at it. But you know what? I'm not backing off on the GPS, but what I am wanting to urge everybody is this. Jeff is our neighbor. He's our neighbor that's just doing a job.
Don't threaten to shoot your neighbor.
Guys, that's some guy dressed in black.
He's not hiding a bug in your house,
you know, okay?
Be civil. Okay. Hey, Jeff, thank you so much.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye.
That meant a lot.
Yeah. Hey, John. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. How are you?
Good
morning.
We're great, John.
Hey, in regards to Jeff who just called, it isn't the workers. It's the users of the information they're collecting that's the problem.
That's true, but you know what? You're still collecting information, and there should be something that I should be able to say, I don't want you putting your GPS coordinates
in there. I couldn't agree more. And I want to ask you something, Carl.
Yeah.
When you were in Crete, did you have a GPS unit?
When I was where? In Crete?
Yes.
Yeah, we had GPSs with us.
Use them to locate the people that were there that you needed to find?
Of course.
Absolutely.
That's exactly why you have it.
That's the bottom line right there.
Yep. And let's not get paranoid or anything like this, people, but it's like this, is once that information goes in there, it's anybody can use it.
There you go.
And my point. And yes, it could be 100%, you know, it could be like, hey, now the firemen can find us or whatever, and that's great. And the people collecting it, like Jeff and the rest of the fellow census workers are our neighbors. But I should have the ability to say, I don't want you putting GPS coordinates of my house or my property in there.
I couldn't agree more.
You have my address. That's enough.
Yep.
Okay.
Now, I have a couple of thoughts about this beauty contest thing. Did they ask any of the other contestants the gay disqualifier question?
I have no idea.
I don't either.
Because I don't usually watch these.
The only one I ever heard about was this one, this Miss California, I guess because she answered it wrong.
Well, I think it's because he asked her because she was from California, and California had just voted down, you know, of course, gay marriage. And so he thought, well, here's somebody that's high up, you know, people are going to look at and respect, so I'm going to ask her because I'm sure she thinks that gay marriage is fine.
I think it was a setup.
Well, I think it was, and I think she slam dunked him.
And I do too. You know I do. I mean, the fact that because she spoke out against perverted sex, they decided that she shouldn't be involved in this thing. And then, I don't know, Trump, you know, making the decision he did, he makes those decisions.
He makes decisions based on what's good for Trump, not what's good for anybody else.
You got good advertising on it.
Hey, John, we got a break.
You guys go, but I got one thing I want to say. You know, I love you to death. But Fox News, fair and balanced? Oh, come on.
I didn't say that.
No, I said it.
I know it had to be tongue-in-cheek.
Well, I tell you what, I told you, the only people you can trust is us. Thanks a lot, John.
I'll see you guys later.
Okay. Right. Got to take a break here.
Carl and the Bob, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. We'll get to y'all as soon as we get back. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. We don't have a lot of time here, so let's be quick.
Phone lights are lit.
Dan, go.
Hi. First, I really enjoyed hearing about your race night back on Brew a couple weeks ago. But the census deal, the senator who was going to be the Secretary of Commerce and refused it, the Republican one, wrote a column in an Idaho newspaper that the census had been taken away from the Commerce Department by the White House, and what they were doing was GPSing your front door. And his theory is it's a possibility of if they need to bring in UN troops for civil unrest, these non-English-speaking people will be able to go right to your front door.
Wow, that's an interesting concept. You know, my part is, and Jeff had a good point, hey, we're your neighbors, but Jeff, let me ask a question here, and I probably won't get to it because we always got tomorrow, is then why do they tell people not to tell, why do they tell their collectors not to tell the people they're putting the GPS coordinates in there?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, she acted like, you already know I wasn't supposed to say anything is what she said.
Well, does that create paranoia?
Well, it does when you try to keep it hidden.
And is that why the phones are lit up?
Yes. Okay, Dan.
It's not paranoia if they're really after you. My buddy in Idaho is sending me a copy of that column and I'll drop it off at the station.
Excellent.
For you.
Hey, thanks a lot, Dan.
All right, see ya.
Out thanks. Here.
Love
hey, Ron, you're up.
Listeners.
Hello,
Ron, you're up.
Yes. You know, when Jeff is talking to you, he said something. If you didn't like it, you could always buy an island. As far as I'm concerned, he just copped an attitude. And when he does that to me, I feel like I'm a tax-paying citizen. I'm legal here. I have the same right to answer the questions as I see fit. And that's the way I'm going to deal with it.
Yeah, well, you know, I see what, you know, Jeff was, you could hear it in Jeff's voice. There was a lot of pressure on him. He was agreeing with what we were saying, but you're out of work and you've got this and you're doing this job. However, the part is that I think that you should be able to have the right to say, I don't want you to put GPS coordinates of my house or my home or my property in it. I don't want myself in a database even more than I am.
That's the way I feel.
Yeah, Ron, you know what? I don't think that. I think there's most of us feel like that. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Chris, you're up.
Hey, I have to comment that I've never been real wild about the census, but I started a family search last year on the internet, and you would be absolutely amazed at how much information you get off the census. I found a family, a fifth-generation family yesterday that I didn't even know existed.
Well, you know, Chris, I'm not saying the census shouldn't be there, and I tell you one of the reasons that we really need the census to be strong here.
Veterans.
Is because they have so underreported the number of veterans in Shasta County, and that has a direct impact on how much money the VA clinic gets and how much attention they get up here. So they need to identify that.
Absolutely.
I think the census is a great idea. I think we need to do that. I'd love to identify how many illegals are in this country, which we won't, but the thing is when you politicize it, when you put it under the chief of staff of the White House, that bothers me. And when you start putting GPS coordinates in there,
it's like everything else. When you start abusing it, then it doesn't become useful anymore.
There you go, Chris. But you're right that the census information is very useful. It's
awesome.
Yeah, it's what politicians can do with it. All right,
yeah.
Thanks a lot.
You bet. Have a good day.
Thank
Bye.
You, Chris. Let's drive home one more time about the veterans. How many veterans are up here? We think there's 20,000, but we think there's more. Dealing with a lot of veterans issues up here, and people that are working for veterans are saying, oh, no. There are way beyond that numbers, but they haven't been accounted for.
Yeah.
So this could be helpful for that.
Right. Steve.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Miss California, I read that she was the only person asked that question.
Well, it doesn't surprise me because they were trying to make a point of saying, oh, here's Miss California agrees with this.
Yeah.
And when she told, slapped Perez in the face with his answer, he acted like any other little girl and, you know, cried and got his panties all bunched up and said nasty things about her.
Yeah, I saw a picture of that guy. He looks really good in his guy liner, I'll tell you.
Thanks a lot.
Well, you know,
hey, keep your ammo dry.
All right, thank you.
Thanks. Well, you know, he did not need to go. What Perez, with the big mistake and the big hoopla and the controversy, is not just over what she said, but his reaction to her
and what he said.
Yes.
Right. Hey, look, we've got people on the line. We're sorry. Hey, we'll come back tomorrow and give everybody another shot at this. But this is Carl Lindabot here on Free Fire Radio, and it's just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?